Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We hide it in our heart, that we may not sin against you. Amen. All right. A few of us today. That's okay, though, right? It's all about Jesus. So. I'm just reading in Romans 8 today. The Lord just had me back there just speaking some things. I really like it when he does that because I know there's just going to be some really good things in here. Familiar verses, I'll read one, a couple of verses in 7. I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? So we know it's a who to, right? Not a how. Jesus does it. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God. Then on the other hand, my flesh serves the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, the word here, this word condemnation, is only used 3 times. One here, and it's used twice in Romans chapter 5, when it talks about when Adam sinned, there resulted in condemnation to all men, right? The word is just a result of judgment. The exact sentence that's handed down after due process, right, when one is found guilty, therefore establishing guilt with a person, okay? So when we really talk about that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, if you got it down to one word, that he really freed us from is the freedom of guilt, okay? Because in this, as we're learning how to walk this thing out with the Lord, you know, as 7's talking about, that we have a law of sin in our members, right? And then we have this new law that it talks about in verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free now from the law of sin and death. So we're learning to walk under this new law, as the law of being in Christ, right? What it sets me free from is the condemnation and guilt that I may experience on my journey, okay? Those times when I do give in to the law of sin in my members, okay? It can heap condemnation on you, and it can heap guilt on you. And so the word here is that the law of being in Christ, you're free from that, okay? Knowing that I'm free from that and that I don't have to carry that around with me really helps me in my journey with God, okay? Because sometimes if we do something or we blow it real bad or, you know, then this thing can just sit on us for a long time, you know, guilt can. And it's not from God ever, right? That's why, and I've often thought about this, why would the enemy, says in Revelation, if he stands before God night and day accusing the brethren, right, then he knows something about that. He has to. That's his number one, that's his go-to ammunition, accusing, condemning, trying to make guilt stay on you when Jesus took it off. And a real simple word, and we'll read a little further, and I'll just say it. This is really kind of a simple word the Lord gave me. Verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set us free from the law of sin and death, which is really good. And what the law could not do, weak as that was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering, most translations say, for sin. And he condemned sin in the flesh, okay? But actually the way the reads here in the Greek is he was an offering of sin and for sin. In other words, he died for sin, but he also died as sin, right? Not just died for your sins, which is a good thing, but he died as sin. Like when he died, you can think of all sin was put on him, and he died for you, for sin, and as sin. So it would be put to death. And the condemnation that he put on sin right here, he condemned sin in the flesh, is he condemned forever guilt. That's what he can do. Right? Important word. Okay, he died. It's not, we always say, okay, Jesus died for my sin, but he died. We heard that before. He died for me. He died as me. He died for sin. Right? He died to it. Right? He put it to death. And along with putting that to death, yeah, he put to death guilt. He's condemned guilt. So that's why he doesn't want you and I ever carrying around a sense of guilt, because he has condemned it. He's passed the guilt judgment on guilt. Okay? Like guilt, if you could say that, guilt, I pass judgment on you. And you can never remain on my people. Okay? So simple. This is an important word. So that the requirement of the law, verse 4, is a real key here too. So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. Right? In me. The requirement of the law, we know that everything in the sacrifice of Jesus, all the requirement of the law was summed up, you know, which was perfection. He did it all, right? He required everything that we know. But it happened, and I love how it puts it here, the requirement of the law now happened within me. It's been satisfied within me. Okay? That you carry around within you the satisfaction, what the law, everything the law required now has been totally done. You carry that within you. Right? It's been satisfied. Therefore, guilt can't stay there. It can't survive in that environment. It's not supposed to be there at all. Right? And we're not talking about when the Holy Spirit convicts us. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, when he convicts me, you know, he's always wanting me to trade up for something better. But he never wants me to carry around guilt. Because what guilt does is guilt condemns. Right? Guilt passes the sentence. And you feel like you're carrying around this sentence on you. Right? He condemned it. The requirement has now happened in me. I get to carry that around, right? I get to carry around a no guilt clause. You know, no guilt. Right? Guilt never changes you. You know, even if you're in your life, and I do this to myself all the time, you try to use guilt to make yourself do something. You know, like for me, if I want to lose weight, you know, just make yourself feel guilty, you know. Come on, I'm trying to motivate. And the Lord's like, when they stop, it doesn't work. It's a law that doesn't work. Right? You have the Holy Spirit within you. And part of one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is self-control, right? And the Lord said, just trust me for it. But don't carry around guilt. Okay? So, anyway, in your life, that you may try to guilt yourself into stop it. Okay? Because you know what? You're going to spiral down. And he's going to try to bleed that over into your walk with God. Right? He condemned it. He passed judgment on it. He put it to death. Then it goes on to say, the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And that word walk means to comprehend. As you're walking around, to comprehend and say, yes, this is true. Right? I'm comprehending truth, and as I'm walking around, it really means to come in full circle with truth. It says, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Actually, the way it's written is, your identity is now the Spirit and not the flesh anymore. Your identity is with Him. You don't walk around, and as we walk around, we're comprehending this great truth and reality, I'm free, right? Just to think on those things. That's what it means to set your mind. For those who are according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But you're not according to the flesh, right? So, But those who are according to the Spirit, now they set their mind, their intent on this wonderful truth of the Spirit. Because, see, the mind set on the flesh will be death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. It cannot subject itself to the law of God, for it is not able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now listen to the context of what he's saying. Those who are in the flesh. One, you're not flesh, you're spirit. Okay? If you're walking according to the flesh, it means you're walking still according to condemnation that has been passed down to sin. Okay? If you're walking according to the Spirit, you're no longer walking in that reality anymore. You're walking in the reality of Jesus has condemned it. He's condemned it forever. He sentenced it. He put it to death. Therefore, I'm no longer under that. That requirement has been fulfilled in me. Now I can walk and live a guilt-free life. That's what that means right there. Because if I walk according to the law of condemnation and guilt, my experience is always going to be death. Right? But if I comprehend that, and I'm walking around, coming full circle, and think, wait a minute, Jesus, you condemned that. Then you walk in life, then you walk in peace. Amen? So, Lord, give us even deeper revelation of that. And if any of you are walking in guilt about anything today, I don't care what it is, let it go. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.